92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Afternoon. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories going on in the news right now. President Trump, former President Trump, declares that he is the only one who could stop World War III. Just him. Nobody else. Now, going along with that, I remember saying when he was even president and even when he was running for president, I remember saying that Trump being president in and of itself was a war deterrent because people, he's just so unpredictable and maybe a little bit unstable. At least that's the perception, is that he's unstable. And so that instability, that somewhat irrationality is enough to kind of stave off aggressors. Yet what we saw during the Trump administration is, yes, we didn't really have that much aggression going on from Russia. There was a little bit from North Korea, not as much as what it is now. Remember, he tried to even meet with the president, Kim Jong-un, to try to calm that situation down. But there was aggression from Iran, if you remember. Iranian pirates and things like that. But every time it seemed like stuff would ramp up, it would fizzle out pretty quickly. And so, but is he the only one who can stop World War III? No. But I don't think Trump or Biden will be able to. That's probably accurate. Inflation. Inflation has risen. It rose 0.4% in February. And that's up 6% from a year ago. So that is down. Remember, a year ago, it was about 8%, almost 9% at one point. So it's down a little bit. In fact, this is the eighth straight month where inflation has fallen. So that's positive news. Now, I'm seeing some stuff saying inflation is slowing down. It's positive for the Fed. But the thing is, it still went up. It didn't really go down. It might have went down compared to the previous month, but I just saw it may just went up 0.4% in February. So I'm like, where are you getting this? And it went down. And it's still up 6% compared to a year ago. So, no. So I'm seeing two things. I'm seeing some saying Biden getting criticized for inflation jumping up. I'm seeing other ones saying, hey, this is a positive news for the Fed. Okay, well, the Dow futures rose ahead of that report, by the way. As it pertains to the Russia-Ukraine situation, according to some, American intelligence, Ukraine's army is not strong enough for a spring offensive. All righty then. So there's that right there. Not sure if that means, like, this would be over in the spring or what? That's just analysis from, doesn't mean they're not going to give up, I guess. That's what I mean. All right. So, another top story going on in the news right now. I don't know if you saw this pertaining to Russia and everything. A Russian jet crashed into a U.S. drone over the Black Sea. Did you see that story? Yeah. I got a text alert about it earlier. Now Moscow denies that its fighter jet collided with an American Reaper drone in international airspace. So U.S. military is the one that says that the fighter jet clipped the propeller of one of our drones. The crash forced the U.S. drone down over the Black Sea and a total loss of the aircraft. And the U.S. is basically criticizing the Russian fighter pilot as incompetent, unsafe, and unprofessional. Russia saying, or Moscow saying, no, we didn't do that. Or it wasn't us. So, okay, we'll have to see what happens with that. Apparently, according to the Pentagon, the Russian fighters harassed the drone by dumping fuel on it and then flying in front of it, and then one of them accidentally clipped it. So, okay, I don't know. I guess some war games going on up there. I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620. Got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area. We are seeing typical afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. On 98, nothing to slow you down throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point. Throughout Navarre, we do have some slight slowdowns moving eastbound, getting closer to Navarre Beach Causeway. Leaving Navarre Beach, seeing no slowdowns on the bridge. See something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. President Biden has signed an executive order on firearm background checks. And so there was a bipartisan bill, remember, that was passed a little bit ago that was dealing with background checks. However, the bill that was passed before basically still involved attorney general having to get involved. This order, this executive order, will clarify existing federal laws that require background checks by anyone in the business of selling firearms, with the aim of implementing almost universal background checks without additional legislation. So this is going back to that thing that they keep saying is a loophole with swap meets, flea markets, things like that. And it directs the Attorney General of the United States to develop a plan to prevent firearm dealers whose federal licenses have been revoked from continuing selling firearms. And so then I think there was a couple other issues or a couple other things, but that's the two, like those are two of the main things that are going on right there. Oh, it did also have red flag laws. So it will expand public awareness of red flag laws. It does not expand. It does not make a national red flag law. It just expands awareness of that. Red flag laws are 19 states, including here in Florida. Red flag laws is where if you feel like somebody is dangerous, either to themselves or to somebody else, then their firearms could be taken away. And so I don't know if this means they're going to be having advertising or what, but yeah, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Mitch McConnell's out of the hospital now. I remember he got a concussion after tripping and falling. According to the FBI, $10 billion was lost in internet fraud in 2022. Youch. And President Biden announced a new nuclear submarine deal. And to come out with a new nuclear submarine. So those are just some of the other top stories in the news. Coming up here next, though, we got top trending news with John Pickens over the newsroom. Next, right here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, the Council on Aging of West Florida's second annual Kites on the Coast event will be 2 days of intergenerational high-flying fun on beautiful Casino Beach in Pensacola. It's going to be March 17th, that's a Friday, and March 18th, that's a Saturday. Now, Friday is going to be just from 4 to 10 p.m. at night, but then Saturday is going to be during the day from 10 to 4. The community is invited to celebrate this classic pastime with kite-flying activities and local vendors, food trucks, show-stopping demonstrations from Chicago Kite and Sky FX. Proceeds from the donations and sponsors support the seniors and programs served by the Council on Aging. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, right here on News Radio 93, I have another ironic story about just this fight for, I don't even want to say climate change, just renewable energies and things like that. And oh my gosh, this new story coming out. You know how like with the plastic bags, we're like, oh, we got to go to plastic bags because we're killing the trees. Save the trees. Go to plastic bags. And like 20 years later, we're like, ah, crap, plastic bags are really bad. They're worse than the paper bags. It's just another one of those examples coming up here next pertaining to reusable water bottles. So that'll be about 8 minutes from now right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news. That's right. The Century Town Council is planning to apply for state funding to renovate the Century High School gym and replace a long-failed bridge. If the $10 million grant were to be approved, it would pay to renovate the old gym, which could serve as a multi-purpose facility or as a hurricane or disaster shelter. School closed more than 25 years ago. The town is also planning to apply for the $3 million to replace the closed bridge on Freedom Road. Town is currently looking for public comment on both proposed projects. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and Santa Rosa County School Board are being sued by a family of a special needs student. The family alleges law enforcement officers in the school district violated their then 8-year-old student's constitutional rights, namely the Florida Education Equity Act. This comes after body cam video from a school resource officer was released that shows the boy being handcuffed and later Baker acted. The incident reportedly happened at High Road School in Pace. And finally, Bobby, if you're looking for a new furry member for your family, Santa Rosa County has you covered. They're hosting a reduced-cost pet adoption event this weekend. It'll be happening from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Rosa County Animal Services on Pine Forest Road in Milton. The event will feature vendors, dog trainers, and even food trucks. They'll also have paintings with shelter pups, raffles, and adoption fees to take a dog home will only be $5.
Oh, wow, that's good. Mm-hmm. Did they say how many animals they do have?
I don't know. We will look.
Okay. So,
but they got a lot. Sure, I can tell you that.
Yeah. And that's Santa Rosa County.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. So, good opportunity there for people to get, a little, do you have a furry friend already in the house?
I do. I have a 2-year-old, English bulldog.
Oh, okay. I like the English bulldogs. Those are cute ones.
Yes, she is cute.
How old is she now?
Just turned 2 in February.
Oh, okay. All right. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Going back to that kid who was arrested or handcuffed. I mean, it's just like, I remember there was a situation that happened like this in Central Florida a few years ago where a kid was being unruly or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the school called the police or called like the school resource officer or something like that. And he ended up handcuffing the kid, putting him in his squad car and having to take him away. And I remember even back then I was saying, like, if you're going to be critical of anybody, don't necessarily be critical of the police. They're just kind of doing their job.
Right.
Be critical of the person who called the police. In that case, it was the assistant principal. And I'm like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, you've got to call the police to handle it. How old was this kid?
This kid was 8 years old when it happened.
Yeah, you got to call the police for an 8-year-old? I don't think so.
And if you know he's a special needs child or, you know, behavioral issues, become friends with the office staff and the school resource officer so they can reach out to you. Instead of not saying a word and just, letting somebody else deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And calling the police. Yes. It's just so bizarre.
I know.
So very bizarre with those kinds of stories when you hear about those types of things happening. And so now they're trying to sue over that thing. I got one other story here pertaining to spring break. I just saw this. Remember those four individuals that were kidnapped last week or the week before, and unfortunately two of them were killed. And there was, I saw this. Spring breakers are avoiding Mexico now. And instead,
I heard about that.
Coming to Florida. So we might get a little bit of an uptick bigger than what we normally would have for spring break, just because there's so many people trying to avoid Mexico due to the, due to the situation down there, the rough situation down there. So just kind of a heads up right there. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Despite having a bunch of spring breakers in town, we are looking good throughout 98. That's going to be in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Navarre eastbound on 98. You'll see some slight slowdowns getting closer to Navarre Beach Causeway, but nothing to slow you down leaving Navarre Beach or Pensacola Beach on the Bob Sykes Bridge. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear. We do have everyday typical afternoon delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. That's due to construction and spotty traffic on Davis Highway near East Olive Road. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Greasy Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I got to share kind of an eye-opening story about reusable water bottles. That's next on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about, a couple of minutes, we'll have your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit, and then President Trump actually talks about the January 6th riots that happened. And kind of an interesting angle that he has on here, and, well, we'll talk about that. So, reusable water bottles, according to a new research, shows that reusable water bottles have more bacteria than a toilet. Oh, that's right. It's just like drinking from a toilet. Just drinking from a toilet. Ugh. Okay, I mean, it's not the same as drinking from a toilet, but a study found that your drink bottle, your reusable bottle, not enough people wash it after uses or in between uses. And so they say that waterfilterguru.com found that reusable water bottles can harbor 40,000 times more bacteria than the average toilet seat. They describe it as a portable petri dish that you walk around with everywhere. But this cracks me up. What's the big push for reusable water bottles? The big push for reusable water bottles came about because people were like, you know what? We have to have reusable water bottles because the plastic bottles, the one-time use bottles, are just clogging up the landfills, and it's bad for the environment. So this is yet another thing where people are like, this is bad for the environment, let's do this, and then turns out it's bad for you. And we see it all the time. Plastic bags replacing paper bags. Turns out it was terrible for the oceans and, you know, terrible for the landfills. Let's go reusable bottles. Not so good for you. And I keep saying, by the way, we're going to find that this is going to be the same thing with electric cars. But 10, 15 years from now, we're going to be like, so the electric car things, not so good. Filling up the landfills with these batteries and on and on and on. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. News Radio 92.3. Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class project that's going to go to provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects or to donate, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, I got an interesting story, just a new update on technology as far as a piece of transportation to let you know about. Then also at the beginning of next hour, we have our Florida legislative update as we are amidst the legislative session right now. So we'll be covering that at the beginning of next hour. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, the top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. President Trump has declared that only he can prevent wildfires. No, sorry. Only he can stop World War III. inflation gauge. It increased. The consumer price index increased 0.4% in February, and it was about where it was what was expected this time. That's still up 6% from a year ago. And President Biden has taken executive action on background checks for guns, basically expanding a law that just got passed very recently. So to make sure all dealers who are selling firearms have to do background checks. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's on NBA TV at 6:30 tonight. Denver takes on Toronto, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks against the Phoenix Suns. NBA or Major League Baseball preseason. Earlier today, Washington beat the Mets. Miami beat Houston. Detroit beat Boston. Atlanta Braves crushed the Phillies 15-5. Tie game between St. Louis and Houston. Right now, the Giants are beating the Diamondbacks. The Oakland A's are beating the White Sox. And the Cleveland Guardians are beating the Angels. Then NCAA men's basketball. We've got the play-in games tonight, beginning at 5:40 on True TV. Southeast Missouri plays Corpus Christi, Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That'll be at 5:40 on True TV. At 6 o'clock on ESPN2, Toledo plays Michigan. The other one that you can catch, because there's some other games on NBA TV, ESPN Plus, sorry. 8 o'clock, Villanova plays Lipscomb. And then 8:10, Pitt plays Mississippi State, sorry. Pittsburgh plays Mississippi State at 8:10 on True TV. Then the late games on ESPN. You got Bradley playing Wisconsin at 8:30. NHL hockey going to be on tonight as well on ESPN Plus. You got Tampa Bay playing the New Jersey Red Devils. And I don't see the Florida Panthers playing. Then when it comes to sports news, the Dallas Cowboys have landed Pro Bowl cornerback Stephon Gilmore in a trade with the Colts. Wide receiver Lazard has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Jets. So he's left the Green Bay Packers, headed over to the Jets. Raiders reportedly traded tight end Waller to the Giants for a 3rd-round pick. The Saints are going to keep wide receiver Michael Thomas on an incentive-laden 1-year contract. The Falcons have signed former Commanders quarterback Heinicke as a backup. And the 2026 World Cup is going to have a record 104 matches in 2026. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
No major delays to report. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout our area, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect some slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. That's going to be due to construction. We also have a disabled vehicle at Davis Highway and East Olive Road. That's causing some slight delays, just a little bit heavier than we usually already see at that intersection. So if you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So President Trump, one of the top three stories today is that he's saying that he is the only one who can prevent World War III. Only he is. And I was saying earlier, look, there's a part of me that kind of agrees with that. Not 100%. The reason why I don't agree with 100% is because I don't believe he's the only one who could prevent World War III. But I do think President Trump being president does somewhat prevent World War III because he just seems unstable. And leaders of other countries may be a little bit hesitant to do certain things because they don't know how Trump's going to react. And like, I once joked with somebody when he first was running for president in 2016. I said, the thing about Trump is if he's president, we might not have any like skirmishes or anything because people are afraid he's going to push the red button. You know what I mean? Like that guy, he's crazy enough to push the red button. And like, yeah. And so, and sure enough, he was the first president in decades that had no skirmishes, no additional skirmishes, I guess you should say. Well, he was talking about January 6th now and the riots that happened there. And he basically inferred that Mike Pence was to blame for the riots. That's right. He says, in many ways, you can blame him. Oh, boy. For January 6th. Apparently, he told reporters this on his private plane yesterday. And now, remember at one point, Mike Pence has even stated that he believes that he and Trump will never see eye to eye on January 6th. Don't really know exactly what that means. There hasn't been anybody to really do a follow-up. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, you don't see eye to eye in how the riots happened? You don't see eye to eye on him waiting too long to tell the crowd to cool off? You don't see eye to eye because of you felt like you should have been able to, like, he felt like you should have been able to stop the certifying of the election results, and you don't agree with that? Like, what is it exactly? Well, we know what Trump's thinking here, because Trump, remember, was saying forever that the election was stolen because of voter fraud, and that Congress would not audit the elections to make sure that the states followed their own election laws. And so that one of the things he was going with. So now Trump's saying, in many ways, you can blame him, meaning Mike Pence, for January 6th. I was like, whoa. That is basically trying to say, that's exactly what a lot of the rioters, the ones who actually were violent and stuff, that was their issue, is they felt like Mike Pence should have been able to stop certifying the election results. The only reason why they thought that is because that's what Trump said. So once again, he's saying, in other words, Trump is unapologetic over this whole thing. He's like, you can blame Mike Pence for January 6th. So if you remember, my opinion I shared about this, even when it happened, was I don't think that Trump incited the riot. I don't think he orchestrated it, I guess you would say. But I do believe that once it happened, he agreed with it. I do believe that. And this, to me, is another verification of that. When he's still trying to say, if Mike Pence just refused to certify the election results, the riot wouldn't have happened. That's like, oh my gosh. No. So that's just another example of just showing how he was pretty much okay with the rioting part of it, because he disagreed with what Mike Pence was doing. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93.3. Come up here next. Very interesting technology as it pertains to transportation. Plus, it's Pi Day. Do you prefer like pie, like dessert pie or pizza pie? Which one is going to be on Pi Day? Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 6 minutes, we have today's sign of the apocalypse. Pertains to lies. And like, there's a guy known for lying, and his lies, he's got lies upon lies. And it's kind of shocking. I'll share that with you coming up here in about 6 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. First, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, the Escambia County Public School District is looking to hire more campus security officers. School district says the ideal candidates would have prior law enforcement or military experience. It must be passionate about working with children. Applicants will go through an extensive training curriculum with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Anybody interested can apply online, and the district says you should apply soon because the training process is very extensive. Some Florida lawmakers are behind a bill to help Floridians rebuild from hurricanes. Senators Rick Scott, Marco Rubio, and others introduced the Hurricane Tax Relief Act yesterday. Scott says it'll provide disaster loss tax relief to families in 51 Florida counties in Puerto Rico impacted by hurricanes. Ian Nicole Fiona, he says similar tax relief had been extended after Irma, Wilma, Dorian, and Michael. And lastly, Bobby, like you were talking earlier, today is Pi Day, as in the annual celebration of the mathematical constant pi. Pi is commonly rounded to 3.14, but experts say the most accurate value for pi is actually more than 62 trillion digits long. And while Pi Day is not to be confused with National Pi, P-I-E Day, there should be deals on pizzas today as well.
That's right. I've seen a lot of places, like national places, doing pizza pie deals. Yes. And that's what the question I was asking. Which do you prefer, pizza pie or like dessert pie?
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie.
All right, what about pizza pie versus like pot pie?
Ooh.
Like a chicken pot pie or something.
That's a no-brainer. Pizza pie.
Pizza pie still. Okay.
Yeah.
Gracie, yourself, pizza pie or dessert pies?
Yeah, if I had to choose one, I'd have to do pizza over pie.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do the same thing. Yeah, so Pi Day, 3.14159 something, 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 something. And so since it's 3.14, today is March 14th and it's Pi Day. But it seems like almost everybody's like, everything I've seen online, social media and things, it's all pizza pie. Like nobody's like, I'm going to go get me a pie. Or I'm going to go get a slice of pie. And, but there are some places who are doing like a free slice of pie if you eat at this restaurant or whatever. And then other places are selling pizzas for like $3.14 and stuff like that, like personal sized pizzas. So there's some opportunities out there for you. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. Also, nothing to slow you down on 98. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading toward Tiger Point, we do have some typical afternoon traffic, just a little patchy right around the Breeze Cinnamon. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's so there's the world's very first flying bike. They call it a flying bike. It's more like a flying motorcycle, but it's hit the market. It's now in Japan. It's a mere $555,000 to buy it. they're calling it the world's first flying bike, and it kind of hovers off the ground. In fact, what it looks like is it looks like a speeder from like the speeder bike from Star Wars. That's kind of what it looks like. And it ranges, it goes from like 50 to 62 miles an hour. So pretty good. And it does look very sci-fi-ish, but it's not small. I guess there's only way I could put it. It's not small. It's a pretty large vehicle. So you sit on it like a motorcycle or like a snowmobile or something like that. And it's got four propellers that basically, or maybe even might even have more than that, but I just, oh yeah, it's more six propellers that basically make you hover off the ground. $555,000, and it's all yours. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
I saw this story from NewYorkPost.com. Remember the movie Catch Me If You Can, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks? Very catchy movie based on a true story of con man Frank Abagnale Jr. Well, this new article that was written, Frank Abagnale Jr., the story, his memoir, and then the book that was made based on the memoir showed that he basically was 16 years old and he pretended to be a Pan Am airline pilot. He pretended to be a professor at a college. He pretended to be a doctor, pretended to be a lawyer even. And he wrote thousands and thousands of false checks, and eventually was caught up with the FBI, served some prison time in Europe, served some prison time in here. It was almost all lies. That's right. So the guy who wrote about his fraudulent lifestyle apparently lied about his fraudulent lifestyle. He did indeed do some things with Pan Am, pretending to be an airline pilot. But the memoir and the movie greatly embellished the truth of what it was. Use a little bit of, or a lot of, hubris as it pertained to that, to that that aspect. And then finally, he never was a professor. He never did fake to be a doctor. He never did pretend to be a lawyer. He never, and the number of checks that he wrote and the time period, he says he did this from the time he was 16 to 21, but there's actual records of him actually serving prison time around those ages for something else altogether. So he might have committed some of this fraudulent stuff as a Pan Am pilot, but he probably was in his 20s, not in his teen years, and he didn't do all the other stuff that he claims that he did. And this is through extensive investigation. The story is on NewYorkPost.com, NYPost.com. I was shocked to see that. Very good movie still, though. Very good movie. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.